We're going to take a call from Jason in Florida who has some unwanted helpers, carpenter bees. Jason, what's going on?
Well, I'm a pest professional down here in Orlando, Florida, and we're coming across a lot of carpenter bees. They're buzzing around houses, and they're coming into the soffits of home. And I really don't know what to tell our customers.
You're a pest management professional?
Yes, sir.
Well, how do you generally treat for carpenter bees?
The only thing that I've really been told is to put some dust inside the nest.
Right. Typically, that's what we see.
Right. Put some dust up into the hole and to fill it up with like a dowel rod or...
Yeah, because carpenter bees seem to come back every year.
Yeah, they come right back to the same spot.
What differentiates a carpenter bee from a bumblebee from another bee?
The carpenter bee is a little jangly because he has that tool belt on with all of the like.
So
the
you hear him coming.
Yeah, exactly. You know, the carpenter bees are kind of like low flying attack helicopters. So they sort of hover around you. They're very intimidating looking. They're about the size of your thumb or your pinky. But what's interesting about carpenter bees is they don't bite. They eat the wood, so they kind of try to scare you, but they don't really damage. They don't really bite like a bumblebee might. Jason, what I have found is the same thing that you have found, that a powdered insecticide treatment is the appropriate way to treat for carpenter bees, and you will eliminate them for the season. Now, if you want to stop them from coming back, you've got to fill the holes that they've left, that they've dug, or better yet, remove the fascia when possible because they seem to just like only certain parts of the house. And I had a bad problem with carpenter bees last year. And what I did instead of treating them is I took down all of the fascia on my garage that they were just ravaging. I mean, you could hardly go in and out of the door without walking through a whole bunch of carpenter bees. And I replaced it with Azek, which is a extruded polyvinyl chloride product. It's a PVC product. And what was pretty interesting about it is after I put it back up, for about 3 or 4 days, the carpenter bees were kind of hovering around this stuff, but they couldn't quite figure out how to dig into it, and then they went away. So as far as I know right now, my carpenter bees are now totally infesting my neighbor's house, but I don't care. That's what we found.
I've been seeing and kind of noticing, you see one hovering around, and you could... If you look closely, you'll see dust coming out of the hole.
You can actually hear them.
Now, what I was curious is the one that's flying around keeping guard, is that the male while the female's inside laying the eggs, or how's that working?
I actually don't know the answer to that question.
Well, you got to turn it over and take a look.
Might get confused by the stinger there.
All right, Jason.
Okay.
Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.